faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Determine a method to prove conclusively whether or not he is Bud Smith. An unexpected and startling event takes place that completely defeats their plan.
Say, grab yourself a pencil and get a load of this exciting new surprise offer. Kellogg's Pep is offering you a real, genuine United States Army money belt. The very same money belt that GIs used for carrying their personal letters and photographs and identification. It's genuine GI equipment. It's made of khaki with three secret compartments, one large pocket and two smaller ones for carrying your secret codes and notes, your club secrets, you know, things that you like to keep confidential. There's a special flap that folds over on the inside and keeps the pocket secret. This genuine Army money belt is made of sturdy, water-resistant cloth. It has a full-size buckle and is adjustable so it'll fit you slick. You can wear it under your coat or your jacket or on the outside. You can wear it around your waist or slung over one shoulder. Now, GIs paid a dollar for their money belts, but all you do is to mail 10 cents plus a box top from a package of those super delicious whole wheat flakes, Kellogg's Pep, and your name and address to Superman, Box 251, Battle Creek, Michigan. Now remember, send your dime with one Kellogg's Pep box top and your name and address clearly printed, the Superman, Box 251, Battle Creek, Michigan. This offer is limited to the United States. Today, send for your Army money belt from that sunshine cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
And now, the adventures of Superman. After Big George Latimer, a crooked politician, forcibly fed him liquid kryptonite, Superman lost his memory. Then, unaware of his identity, the Man of Steel adopted the name Bud Smith and became a sensational baseball pitcher, working his way up from the Bush Leagues to the Major League Metropolis Titans. Struck by his amazing resemblance to the missing Clark Kent, who unknown to them is really Superman, Lois Lane and young Jimmy Olsen, reporters for the Daily Planet, consulted Candy Myers, their private detective friend. Candy said he knew how to prove whether or not Bud Smith, the pitcher, was Kent, and promised to do so after the game that night. But meanwhile, worried that Superman might recover his memory, Big George Latimer made plans to complete the destruction of the Man of Steel's mind and body. As we continue now, Candy, Lois, and Jimmy are in a box at the ballpark, watching Bud Smith pitch his first game for the Titans. It is night, but the powerful lighting system makes the diamond appear bright as day. Listen.
Strike three! You're out!
Wow, Smith struck out the side again. Boy, oh boy, that makes 12 strikeouts in 4 innings. How do you like that for pitching, Miss Lane?
Pretty good, Jim.
Pretty good. It's terrific, Miss Lane. Sensational.
You're not kidding, Candy.
Well, I don't know very much about baseball,
well, let me
but...
tell you, this Bud Smith is the greatest pitcher who ever lived. Now, take my word for it, Miss Lane.
All right, Candy.
Oh, yeah. But he's out of this world.
All right, I said, Jim. I'll agree he's a terrific pitcher. But what I want to know is he or is he not Clark Kent?
Well,
gosh, I don't know. When I look at him, I'm sure he is. And then... Well, how could Mr. Kent be
such a... Oh, don't bother going through all that again, Jim. Candy said that he could prove whether or not Bud Smith was Clark. Well, how about it, Candy?
I said I'd prove it after the game tonight, and I will.
How?
Yeah, how are you going to do it, Candy?
Just leave it to me.
Okay, but let's get...
Tell me this, Miss Lane. Did you make a date with Bud Smith for after the game, like I told you
to? Yes, I did. I phoned him, and he said he'd be glad to have supper with us.
Swell.
But I wish you'd tell me how you intend to prove whether he's Clark or not.
It's simple. I'm going to... Hey! What happened, Jim?
The playing second baseman got a single. Here comes Bud Smith up to bat.
Oh, boy, what's this?
Listen, Candy.
Just a minute, Miss Lane. I want to see this.
But look, I must say...
That's the old eye, Bud.
Wait for a good one, Smitty!
Listen, Candy.
Please, Miss Lane, wait. Here comes the pitch to Smith.
Holy smokes, look at that ball go, Candy.
Jumping Jemima, it's over the bleachers and still traveling.
Hey,
how'd you like that home run,
Miss Lane?
Jim, but I wish...
marks across the diamond from our friend, Big George Latimer sits watching the game with Blake, his secretary. Behind them are half a dozen quiet, hard-faced men.
This fellow Smith is quite a ball player, Mr. Latimer.
He ought to be, considering who he is, Blake.
That's quite right, sir.
Well, the game will be over soon. And then... So where's Eddie? I don't see him.
I told him to get started on his inspection.
Oh. Joe with him?
Yes, sir. And everything's in order. Cards, papers, everything. With your political connections, it was easy to arrange, Mr. Latimer.
Good. Now, let's see. Boys are here. I've got the kryptonite. Now, what about the car, Blake?
It's all set. Don't worry, Mr. Latimer.
Don't worry until I see Superman where I want him. All alone with me and Dr. Marsh. You realize what would happen to me if he recovered his memory before we got hold of him?
I don't think there's much chance of that before the game is
over. Well, you can't tell. Well, I said a sudden shock could do it. Uh-oh.
What's the matter?
Smith's coming up to bat again.
Well, what about it?
Suppose he gets hit on the head. Lots of players do on their batting. That could restore his memory.
Good heavens, I never thought of that.
I did. I get the jitters every time he comes to the plate.
Why, he swung and missed.
You see, even he can miss. He only has to misjudge the ball by an inch. We can get beaned.
Wait, sir. The pitcher's going to throw again. Smith hit another home run, Mr. Latimer. Just look at that ball travel.
He won't come to bat again tonight. Get ready, Blake. A few minutes more, and it'll be the payoff.
Jim, what a pitcher that guy is, and what a hitter, too.
Listen, Candy, I wish you'd tell me.
Who's holding up the game? Where's the next batter?
I don't know. Hey, there's a huddle in the Dodger dugout. I guess they're trying to decide what pitch hitter to send up.
That's all very interesting, but the game is practically over, and you still haven't told me how you intend to prove if Bud Smith is Clark Kent or not.
Did you ever hear of fingerprints, Miss Lane?
Fingerprints?
Sure. They... Uh-oh. Here comes the Dodger pinch hitter.
Oh, Candy, never mind the pinch hitter. What were you saying about fingerprints?
Well, a fingerprint is one thing that can't lie, see?
Sure, well, everybody knows that.
I don't see what...
Well, I was up in Kent's apartment today, and I got a nice collection of his fingerprints. Wow! Did you see that? What speed! Nobody can see Smith's pitches.
Forget that, Candy. Will you tell me what you plan to do with that collection of Clark's fingerprints?
Okay. I'm gonna... Wait. Watch this. Well, right after this game, I'm going to get a set of Bud Smith's fingerprints. Savvy?
You are?
Yeah. Then we compare Smith's prints with Kent's. And if they match...
Then Bud Smith is Clark.
Right.
Hey, that's a swell idea.
It certainly is, Candy.
It can't miss. Wait a minute, Jim. Where and when did Smith say he'd meet us, Miss Lane?
Outside the Titans clubhouse, Candy, as soon as he changed into street clothes.
Okay. Come on, then. By the time we get through this crowd and are out of the clubhouse, he ought to be ready.
Right.
What the...
Hey,
oh, the lights went out.
I don't like
Neither
this.
Neither do I. I can't see a thing. Jim? Jim, where are you?
Right here, Miss Lane. Hey,
I'm here, Jim. Stand where you are, both of you. I got a hunch something's wrong. Very wrong.
Spreading his arms wide, Candy Myers shields Lois Lane and Jimmy Olsen from the confused crowd, which mills about blindly in the darkness. We'll return in a moment for the startling climax of today's episode. So keep listening.
Listen, everybody's doing it. What? Why, sending for that wonderful, genuine Army money belt that Kellogg's Pep is offering you boys and girls. It's terrific, the real GI article with three secret compartments to carry your secret papers, to keep them hidden, keep them from getting lost. A special flap folds over on the inside of those three secret pockets, so there's no chance of anybody finding out what you're carrying. Yes, this money belt will come in mighty handy when you boys and girls go on hikes this summer. This is the real thing, a genuine Army money belt in real khaki color. It has a full-size buckle, and it's adjustable so it'll fit any size waist. You ask any ex-GI you know, and he'll tell you that he paid a dollar for the same thing in the Army. And all you do is to mail 10 cents and one box top from a package of crisp, delicious pep to Superman, Box 251, Battle Creek, Michigan. You got that straight now? For your genuine Army money belt with the three secret compartments, mail one dime and one box top from super delicious Kellogg's Pep to Superman, Box 251, Battle Creek, Michigan. This offer is limited to the United States. Don't miss out on this thrilling offer. Send in your order today. And every day, eat the Sunshine cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
Now back to the adventures of Superman. As we continue now, after 5 minutes of darkness in the Metropolis ballpark, the huge arc lights above the field flash back on again as suddenly as they had flashed off, once more flooding the scene with brilliant light. Candy Myers, Lois Lane, and Jimmy Olsen make their way through the grandstand to the street. And as we rejoin them, they are waiting outside the Titans clubhouse for Bud Smith.
Gee whiz, it's taking Smith a long time to change into a street car.
It certainly is, Jim.
Seems to be taking all the players a long time. Not one of them has come out of the clubhouse yet.
That's right.
I wish he'd hurry up.
So do I. I can't wait to find out if he's real.
Hey, sirens.
Yeah, police.
Good heavens, they're stopping right here.
Yeah.
I wonder what's wrong.
I don't know. Hey! Sergeant Donovan!
Oh, hello, Candy.
Hey, what's cooking?
Something happened to Bud Smith.
What?
To Bud Smith?
What do you mean, Sergeant?
Why, we just got a call from the Titans manager who told us that Smith started for the clubhouse after the game, but he never got there.
Are you
never
kidding?
Yeah, he disappeared. Come on, boys, upstairs.
Hurrying up the stairs to the Titans clubhouse, Sergeant Donovan leaves Candy Myers, Lois Lane, and Jimmy Olsen staring after him with their mouths open. Bud Smith has disappeared. Bud Smith, as we know, is Superman. And we know, too, that Big George Latimer has laid elaborate plans to capture him and complete his fiendish task of crippling his mind and body. Is the Man of Steel now in Latimer's hands? We'll find out in tomorrow's exciting episode, when we also make some other startling discoveries. So be sure to listen. Tune in tomorrow. Same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine cereal. Now that the weather's fine and the birds are back, how's about starting your collection of full-color bird pictures that come, one in every package, of Kellogg's Crumbles? You'll learn to identify all 24 in the series, like the Oriole and the Scarlet Tanager, and you can trade duplicates with your friends. And look on the side of every Crumbles package for instructions on sending in to get the colorful album so that you can paste in your collection. Tell Mom that you want Crumbles, the only cereal made in crinkly shreds of good whole wheat. Kellogg's Crumbles. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.